2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's KSL's Unrivaled. I'm Alex Keery, and to my right is Scott Mitchell. Yeah, the crowd goes wild. And that's what he's used to, former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell, always here with us on the program. It is a Thursday, and normally we wouldn't be on the road, but we are tonight. We are at the Utah RV Super Show.
Well, and we're on the road so we can go on the road,
yes,
right?
We
buy an RV, we go on the road, and we're on the road.
So if you want to come down to the Mountain America Expo Center here in Sandy, we will be here all evening long. Come down, high-five us. Scott will give you his full breakdown before he leaves town to go down to Los Angeles for the Utes to take on San Diego State. And I will break down BYU's path to an undefeated season, Scott Mitchell, all right? So if people want to come down, look, I know that's a tall order, but I will show people on the schedule the path to get there. So come down, hang out with us here at the Utah RV Super Show. We've got a lot to get going here, but first, Scott is in the right place here because right now we are streaming the New York Giants and the Washington.
Look, if you're going to talk about sports, you've got to get in the mode. So we watch sports while we talk about them, right? We're multitaskers.
Well, I think that people would disagree. My wife would
you
definitely disagree.
You look like a multitasker.
No,
here's the thing: multitasker physique.
No, that's I know. Did you say multi appetizer? Is that what you said?
No, multitasker physique.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
Say that.
If you want to come hang out with us, you can do that. We're going to kick the show off, though. We've got a lot to jump in on. So let's start with our 7:05 cut, if you please, Alex Brown.
The cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right. So here's what we got here, Scott, right off the bat. Let's go to the NFL first, since it's a Thursday night and the NFL is kicking off here. Our overreactions to teams that have started 0-1, I'm fascinated by the fact that every year we do the same thing, which is this. The overreaction is one thing, but like when you're able to have a team like the Green Bay Packers, who did not just lose last week, they also, oh boy, here come the Ute fans. Yeah, they'll always find Scott wherever he is. But here's the deal. The Packers are 0-1. The Patriots are 0-1. The Ravens are 0-1.
Cleveland's
the Browns are 0-1. Yeah. The Titans are 0-1. The Cowboys are 0-1. Now, out of those teams, which is the one that shocks you the most, Scott, on all those teams right there that have 0-1 records?
Actually, Tennessee. I thought Tennessee would be a lot better this year. And they were really good a year ago. They got Julio Jones. They were a playoff team. They're a team you felt like was surging.
Right.
A bit of a surprise. Cleveland, a little bit of a surprise. But, I mean, they played Kansas City the first game. So that's a tough game. And they were in the game. They kind of handed Kansas City the game. Now, I'm not saying they would have won it, but they handed it to them. And you can't hand anything to anybody and expect to win. What will be one of the interesting games is New England and the Jets, because no matter what, one of those teams is actually
– Is that how it works?
One of them will actually be 0-2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless there's a tie.
Unless they're 0-1-1, both of them.
Yeah.
That week.
Which you might as well lose, because that only happens in soccer. And we don't really
like
soccer.
Well, here's the thing. For New England, they didn't have an amazing year last year, and then they have a rookie quarterback now. And so you have this expectation level that is lowered, I would say. I think the fan base is still like, yeah, but. But then there's this part, like the Jets are totally different, where it's the same deal where they have a rookie quarterback with Zach Wilson, and they went 0-1, and the expectations are low for them, but it's different because Bill Belichick is not the head coach of the Jets. He's the head coach of the of New England, and Right. Everybody thinks that Bill Belichick, if he goes 0-2, would have like a meltdown or would be so out of form that we would just not know what to do with a world where Bill Belichick isn't succeeding, although he didn't have a great year last year. And so I don't know what I want to see happen in that game, because Zach Wilson to win the game. But at the same time, like, Mac Jones is an interesting storyline too. No one cares if the Jets go 2-15 this year, because they're the Jets.
But here's what people do care about, and this is unusual: people want to watch this game.
Oh yeah,
the fact that you have two rookie quarterbacks drafted in the first round. This normally would be a game where you go I don't want to watch this game, but people are going to tune in because they want to see how these young quarterbacks are. And And that's one of the things that's happening in the NFL. There's so many young quarterbacks, first year, second year, even some third year guys, that are trying to shape the future of the NFL for the next probably 15 or 20 years. And a lot of these guys are going to develop into future stars. You think of Kyler Murray, where he's emerging as one of those guys with the Arizona Cardinals. And so these two guys right now could be future stars in the NFL. And this game, even though it's going to be like anemic, it's going to be awful. It's going to be a lot
it's
of.
It's going to be one of those nine.
It's going to be
to
a disaster.
Yeah,
it's just going to be a lot of disaster, but it's going to be a precursor of these guys battling maybe for the next, who knows, couple of decades.
That would be fun if the NFC or the AFC East was defined by these two guys' success over the next, 10, 15 years, because that would be a really fun battle to watch between those two guys. I don't know. I just, they're Jets fans. I apologize. You'll never be good. But that's part of the deal. That's kind of what you signed up for, and it's almost cute. It's almost fun.
Baltimore and the Chiefs, because the Chiefs are really good. I mean, they're really good.
Lamar
and Baltimore
Jackson.
And Baltimore's lost, so they go 0-2. It gets super ugly.
Now the
percentages of zero and one is like really, it's kind of negligible. It's better than 50%. It's better than like 60% to go 0-2 and make the playoffs. Are 0-1, but if you go 0-2, you drop off a cliff.
It's like 13%.
It's insane.
It's, really
it's insane. Now, the added game probably changes the 17-game schedule now, probably changes a little bit, but 0-2 is almost a kiss of death at the beginning of the season. You got to remember, we're still in like September, and this season doesn't end until like January. So 0-2 is just – it is just such a – it's such a hard thing
Let
to get over.
Let me ask you this. You went to the playoffs with the Lions.
We started 0-3.
You guys are 0-3.
Yeah. And there's like three teams that have done it since like 19.
I can see Scott like on a speaking tour being like, "We brought in a guy who did it. Hey, like let's see if the Browns go 0-3. Let's say they lose to the Texans this weekend, which,
not going to happen.
Urban Meyer, he did it over the weekend. Why not? But let's say Cleveland goes 0-3. Scott gets flown out to Cleveland for a clinic. And they go, let's bring in to Scott Mitchell. His team went 0-3. How'd you do it, Scott, when you went 0-3? How did you turn it around? Because I think we looked at the numbers at that, and it was less than 2%
it's insane.
Chance to be able to make the playoffs.
You know how you
start
do
0-3.
You just simplify everything. You just focus on the fundamentals, and everyone just do your job. Don't do anyone else's job. Focus on your job.
Well, now you can't – look.
And we had
not
really
good, hire you for but that.
We had, you oh
gotta,
yeah.
You gotta,
oh, well, I can embellish it. Oh, okay. I could probably talk 5 minutes on that.
Okay.
That's
good.
I mean, we got to go to break.
I know.
And this show's only 2 hours.
That's right. All right, that was the cut brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. We're going to come right back. We're here at the Utah RV Super Show. By the way, let me mention a few things about the Utah RV Super Show. Scott, we've been doing the tour to fans, which of course features the general RV that we've been driving around. This is all of the RV dealerships under one roof here at the Mountain America Expo Center. And here's the deal right now, too. If you want to be able to come down to the show, you can bring a can of food for the Utah Food Bank. You get a dollar off of the adult admission. Kids get in free, so mom and dad, bring the kids 12 and under. They get in for free. Your adult admission's 10 bucks, so you come in. And a small price to pay for you to be able to get in one of these rigs.
And you get to see the new 2022 models. You also get some amazing deals on 2021 models. I'm telling you, come down here. They have amazing deals for you on an RV. You want to get unplugged. You want to get away from all the distractions. Get in an RV. Get out there with your family. They have something really for everyone here. All the RV dealers are here. It's really something you got to check out. It's so fun
down,
to come here.
Adults are 10 bucks a piece. Like I said, get a dollar off with that can of food for the food bank. And we'll be here all evening. So come down to the Mountain America Expo Center here in Sandy. They're going to be here all weekend long.
Hey, Big O Tires is not just about tires. Mm-hmm. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need. So if you need your oil...
All right, sports fans, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled Scott Mitchell and Alex Curie from the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Of course, we're here on a remote for the Utah RV Dealer Super Show. It's amazing down here.
Yeah.
The fans are going crazy.
Oh, way more BYU fans coming up. What I love now is there's enough of a deal now where people just come up. Less to say hi to me and more to harass you.
How do you feel about the game?
No, they'll go.
You know what? I thought it was terrible, quite frankly. And you know, but the last 9 years have been fruitful.
Yes.
Thursday night football, by the way, is going on in our nation's capital. Of course, the Washington football team is, or maybe this, yeah, this is in Washington, is tied with the old New York football Giants, 7-7.
There you go. Okay. Well, we're going to get to Mitch Harper here coming up in a few minutes. If not now, we'll do it in just a little while here at the bottom of the hour. But, we do have Mitch Harper here with us. So joining us right now on KSL's Unrivaled, he is the host of Cougar Sports Saturday. He's also your BYU insider for KSLSports.com. And, boy, he's in the middle of quite a season so far. BYU's 2-0, and that means Mitch is 2-0. You can go read his byline at KSLSports.com. In the meantime, Mitch... I hear kids in the background, and that means you have snuck in a little bit of time to be a dad these days. Congratulations.
That's right. Got to get some dad time in there. They're doing a TikTok right now. But, 2-0 for BYU, big game coming up this weekend. And has the makings, honestly, guys, to be a matchup that could set the table for BYU to have a special season where they're in the national conversation throughout the entire year. So a lot's at stake here against ASU.
Herm Edwards, we talked to him at Pac-12 Media Day, and we're going to play that conversation tomorrow on our Friday show. But one of the things that I was impressed with with the Reverend is he's always just on point, and he's one of these guys who is, and Scott, you correct me if I'm wrong, but he's like a total CEO of that team. He floats the sidelines, but he has his guys that are like his generals, and he has made that Arizona State program, despite all of the foibles and the shortcomings that they may have had during the offseason, he's really turned that program into something where they're fighting with USC and Utah on being some of the best recruiting classes in the Pac-12, and they have a dang good stable of athletes.
They really do. It's the best team BYU is going to face this season. ASU has the most talent on the edges. Their skill position talent is going to be a tall order for BYU. A lot of these guys, Kalani Sitake and the staff, are familiar with. They recruited him coming out of high school early on in Kalani's tenure. But, Herm Edwards done a great job. And I think, they're in a situation where maybe they're willing to sacrifice the potential NCAA investigation ramifications for this chance to potentially win a Pac-12 title, because I think this is the best ASU team, I think, since that year in like 2012 when they got to the Pac-12 championship game. This is a good squad, so it's going to be a tall order for BYU.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels is a very tough quarterback, very seasoned. He's a dual threat guy, but he can throw it. I mean, they've got some guys to throw it to. I'm curious what you've felt so far, Mitch, about you've watched game one and game two now. What has been a really pleasant surprise for you with this BYU football team that you didn't expect?
Uh, I think the biggest surprise, guys, is the fact that BYU hasn't played, I think, anywhere close to perfect football, and they're 2-0, and one of those wins includes a win over Utah. I really thought that if in order for BYU to take down the Utes, it would have taken a perfect game, but it wasn't perfect at all times. And, you know, I think that's something to be excited about for BYU fans going forward, is that I think they have a lot more still ahead of them, potentially, especially on offense. I think that Jaren Hall and these receivers, they could produce a lot more. And I'm not just talking simply about the yardage, but I think the explosive plays and the scoring, I think there's more to be seen from BYU's offense. The fact that they're sitting at 2-0, nationally ranked already, one of the tougher games is already behind them. That's reason for optimism right now, and I think it's a pleasant surprise that's developed in short order for BYU.
I think when we talked, Mitch, before the season, we kind of all looked at what a successful run of these first three games would have been, and I think that we all kind of settled on 2-1 being, like, amazing, and no one said 3-0 was, like, a possibility. But the Utah game obviously has made it to where this ASU game is a possibility for BYU. They get Arizona State at home. So how does this team actually pull that off, a 3-0 start? How do they beat Arizona State on Saturday?
I think they got to make Arizona State one-dimensional. They got to eliminate the ground attack for ASU. Rashad White's one of the better running backs I think BYU will face this year. They've got to just make Jaden Daniels and Arizona State have to sling it 45, 50 times in this game. And, hey, Jaden Daniels is talented enough that they could still win it that way. But if BYU can make ASU's offense one-dimensional, I think that bodes well for BYU. And we talked about maybe surprises. I think BYU's defense this year being more aggressive has been a pleasant surprise. So I think there's the potential, if they force ASU to being one-dimensional, you're going to see BYU's defense get after Daniels, or at least attempt to, and I think that could be that could bode well for BYU and their chances and efforts to try to get to 3-0 for only for back-to-back years. First time that would happen in nearly 60 years. So a lot ahead for BYU if they can pull this one off.
Kalani Sitake has really grown as a coach. Got an extension here this right before the season started. You've just seen him mature and really turn this program around. USC fired its coach, Clay Helton. Is there any talk, any possibility of Kalani Sitake being considered for the USC job?
I think Kalani Sitake is the perfect fit for USC, but I think that USC, he would be on the hot seat from day one if he got hired, because, USC's boosters and USC fans, they're wanting a big name, a Bob Stoops, maybe an Urban Meyer, James Franklin, guys that have, contended for national titles. Like, Kalani is perfect for BYU, and I think he'd be great for USC, but his name does not hold any weight in L.A., and with that USC booster group and Heritage Hall, he would be on the hot seat from day one. And honestly, I think that AD Mike Bone would probably be on the hot seat, too, with a hire like that. And and Kalani would not be a plug-and-play guy at USC where he steps in and elevates them. It would take time, and USC did not fire Clay Helton to wait three or four more years. They fired him to step into the national championship picture next year. Kalani's not the right guy for USC. And honestly, I think, honestly, that Kalani, he got a job promotion a week ago when BYU went to the Big 12. I mean, you know as well as anyone, Scott, like Kyle Whittingham's always said, when they went to the Big or Pac-12, that was a job promotion for him. Kalani Sitake got a new job last week. He should stay at BYU. And honestly, I don't think USC makes many efforts or calls to Kalani Sitake at all. He's not a big enough name for their search.
So BYU fans can feel at ease then with that. Speaking of BYU coaches, Aaron Roderick is, I think about his time at Utah and then where he is now, the way he was, criticized at Utah for his play calling or his lack of being able to own that offense and kind of get it going, versus now where he really feels like he has, he's kind of come into that role and he's become a heck of a play caller.
He really has. And honestly, guys, I explored the hypothetical scenario of Kalani to USC on Cougar Tracks today. And, I kind of hypothetically thought, who would be the next head coach for BYU? Honestly, I think you would be a guy like Aaron Roderick if Kalani Sitake ever left. He's elevated his coaching profile significantly since he's been at BYU, he's done nothing but a fantastic job for the Cougars.
Mitch Harper, you can hear him on Saturday on Cougar Sports Saturday. You can read his byline there at KSLSports.com. He's our BYU insider. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll jump in and chat with you a little bit more from the Utah RV Super Show here in just a moment. So stay right here with us. News traffic.
KSL's Unrivaled. The teams you live for. The sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. It's Alex Carey and Scott Mitchell, and we are at the Utah RV Super Show. We're having a great time already. Boy, everything, time flies when we're at the RV show, Scott. We get to chat with people, hang out, and we got a lot going on here. So come down and visit us at the Utah RV Super Show. If you have not been to the Mountain America Expo Center and done the RV show, as I adjust my microphone, it'd be a fun time. Bring the family down. You get a bunch of money off if you bring a bunch of cans of food for the Utah Food Bank. Scott, let's jump in here. We got a lot of things we need to get to. When we last left, we were just talking with Mitch. I want to get to something that Mitch had said a few minutes ago before we get into an amazing Shaq quote. Because, yes, if Shaq talks about the Jazz, we're going to play it. Only yes. If it's a positive thing.
That's super positive.
Yes. So we'll get into that in just a second. But Mitch was talking about, we were talking about A-Rod and how when he was – I'm fascinated by this idea that he, while he was at Utah, he just was not ready for that play calling position. You know, it was like they were kind of doing the co-offensive coordinator thing there, kind of doing it at BYU for a minute, and something clicked where he became a play caller that has some swagger now, and he has, and he's another guy in BYU's line of good play callers that is knows what he's working with. I just wonder if it's almost like quarterbacking where you go, yeah, it took a while, but now I know what I'm looking at. Now I know how to call these offenses.
It's not only that. You just learn things from people as you go along. You pick things up. You get in enough situations. It is a lot like being a quarterback where the only way to gain experience is to get out there and to call it. And when you're a coordinator and you're looking at that, you know, as an offensive coordinator, you're looking at the defense, you're like, how do we attack them? What are they going to do? What would be the right call in this situation? And you don't have a lot of time. So it's like the game goes so fast when you're a coordinator, and just kind of keeping up with it and letting the game slow down takes some serious time. And when you're a guy like A-Rod, who, you know, he's in a situation at Utah where you also have a head football coach that's probably very conservative in his allowing you to call certain plays. You know, maybe he holds it tight to the vest, or maybe you have players that can't do certain things.
Right.
You're kind of limited. So
yep.
So it's a challenge, you know, and to finally get into a situation where, you know, I believe he has total autonomy at BYU. They've got great personnel there now. It's figuring out how to fit all the personnel into it. But, yeah, that experience really, really helps you. And so there are times where one situation may be bad for you, and then the next one you're just amazing, and so much of it is just the situation you get into and the people you have around you, and
I'm interested
kind of
to
the
see,
timing of everything.
You know, one of the Jeff Grimes, of course, got the offensive coordinator gig at Baylor, and they're going to be taking on Baylor, and I just think, oh, these guys are going to be in each other's heads during the game. That whole, I know what he's thinking here, or what would he do in this situation? And you know,
Overthink it too in that situation.
Sure.
Go, oh, he's going to do this, and then he kind of tries to throw you off.
Right.
The reality is guys aren't going to change for the most part who they are.
Right. So I've been impressed so far, and I hope that A-Rod has continued success there with BYU. Yeah, I don't think BYU is going to, you know, blow everybody out of the water here. I think that they're going to still be that. I think their ceiling is probably still at 9 wins if we're being honest about where BYU is going to probably end up, because it's not going to be easy sledding. I mean, it's still a very young team, a very young quarterback.
I think it's really wise for BYU to just take it one game at a time right now. You had a big win last week. You got a lot of tough teams on your schedule, and
yes.
you start getting too far ahead of yourself, you're gonna get out of rhythm, and someone's gonna come up and bite you, and you don't want that to happen. Stay in the moment, play in the moment.
Would somebody come up and bite us here at the Expo Center, do you think?
Probably a lot of people.
I hope
would.
Not. Yeah. Jeez, somebody will come up and bite you. When you said that, I kind of had to look around. Hey, I want to get to some Jazz talk, some hot Jazz talk real quick. Because we're only, what, Scott, a month and a half.
We're not far from
we're
the Jazz.
We're a month and a half from the Jazz starting their 2021-2022 season. And I wanted to roll out something that Shaquille O'Neal had to say about this Utah Jazz team. Scott loves anything positive that Shaq can say about it. And he says, well, just take a listen because he uses the word Lakers in there, and so that also perks up our ears if you're Jazz fans. Take a listen.
Utah.
Yeah, you heard what
Utah
I said.
With Donovan Mitchell. They got Donovan Mitchell. What else?
Oh, hey, I'm going to be so hard on Rudy this year, Rudy coming with a vengeance.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Rudy coming in there.
So you got Shaq saying – The team that presents the biggest challenge to the Lakers
in the West
are the Jazz.
Yeah,
and Stephen A. doesn't believe it, which I think is hilarious. Like he goes, they got Donovan Mitchell. Who else? I'm like the 3-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year, Mike Conley, came back, another an All Star guard. I don't know why people need to question where the Jazz are. I think the reality is the onus is on the Lakers. They've added a bunch of old and busted pieces. When you've added Carmelo Anthony to an already aged out almost LeBron James, and when you bring in all these guys who, you know, how is it that the Lakers are still favored in all of this?
When you talk about A-Rod a minute ago and you said, you know, is he better? And a lot of times when you keep teams together, which the Jazz did, they get better. And I think the Jazz will actually be better this year. They've had more they have the ability to have more versatility when they get into the playoffs. They can keep people healthy this year. I think the Jazz are a serious contender. There's no way the Lakers, with the age that they have, it's probably Karl Malone and Gary Payton type of time for the Lakers. It's just a little too late, a little too little for the Lakers. And you've got LeBron. I'm not even sure that the Lakers are the biggest threat in the West. I mean, it might be.
I love how they act. They add Russell Westbrook, and suddenly yeah. That's and you go, okay, what are the teams that Russell Westbrook has really added to? Oklahoma City, how far they go in the
every
in the
year
West.
The Jazz have figured out how to do more in the playoffs from adversity, right?
Yeah,
and I think last year was one of those. I think the Jazz are going to contend for a Western Conference Final this year.
Don't get my hopes up. It's too early, Scott. The season hasn't even started yet. Leave that for another month and a half. But if Shaq's going to say nice things about the Jazz, we're going to play it. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. We've got more to go right here. It is KSL's Unrivaled. We've got our MVPs coming up in just a little bit. But first, Scott, we are here at the Utah RV Super Show at the Mountain America Expo Center here in Sandy. We've done this every year that our show's been together. So this is our fourth time we've been here. This is a fun time. And I've been coming to the Utah RV Super Show longer than that. I know Scott has too. Both of us have used RVs, and it is something that absolutely is a game changer for your family. When you go on trips and you can go out there and you can actually hit the road and have those massive adventures and take a home on wheels with you, it is amazing. So you can start that adventure right here at the Utah RV Super Show. Visit UtahRVSuperShow.com. You can get discounted coupons there. Also, they're doing this whole thing, Scott. If you bring a can of food to for the Utah Food Bank, you get $1 off adult admission for up to half off. So if you bring 5 cans, you get $5 off of that admission, and it helps get the food bank going. It's an awesome deal.
Yeah, great cause you want to be a part of. But look, unplug from the distractions and plug into your family. That's what they're doing at the Utah RV Show. Amazing deals. Come check it out.
Here's Jake Farwood.
Hi, I'm Jake.
All right, folks. Welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery with you tonight and every night, unless we're not here. And then it's somebody else. But most of the time, it's us. We are at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. And, of course, we're at the Utah RV Super Show on a remote. So
you having a good time so far?
Yeah, oh, you kidding? I love this. I just love the smell that's in the air. I love the smell of a new RV. And I just love RVs. And it's the potential of an amazing adventure. And you can go out into the world and you can see it. But you can still be in the comfort of your home.
Hey, will you settle down? Will you settle down?
No, that's what it is. I love it. It's just a fascinating thing. And a lot of people get it. But the reality, well, I'm not going to say what the reality is.
Do you get a commission?
No,
what's
going
on?
I don't get a commission.
You get the sale, you get a commission?
No, but I'll tell you something I get.
What?
I get fascinated. But thank you very much. Yes.
That's very nice of you. Yeah,
folks coming by and actually.
Some of the fans of Scott Mitchell. Yeah, it's a shocker.
Yeah, they said they loved our show.
Nah, it's very nice of him.
We love our show, too.
what fascinates you?
What fascinates me are college football coaches. Here's why I thought this. So you have Nebraska. Have you ever been to Lincoln, Nebraska? And Nebraska is
place. I've been to Memorial Stadium twice. Yes,
but Lincoln is not like
no.
It's not a hotbed of America.
It's a nice.
It's not Los Angeles.
It's a nice
USC.
Little town. It's a college town. It's totally like it's one of those like man. They have like their little restaurants and, that are like, hey, have you gone to so and so steakhouse? Have you done? And there's stuff that you go to in Lincoln, but
it
right.
ain't nothing.
No. Right? It's like when people go, oh man, the Big 12 is going to be awesome, and they start naming the cities like Stillwater, Manhattan, Kansas, Lawrence, which one? So then you start going, hey man, Provo looks like a booming metropolis compared to some of these other cities.
But what fascinates me is how do these coaches have success at these places? Like, how do you get people to go there? And not only that,
it's not just go. It's that it's like. The place to go. Even Tom Osborne
had people
begging to go to Nebraska.
That's my whole point. Yes. How did Tom Osborne – was he just that dynamic?
Ohio's lame.
Yes.
And Ohio State has been the biggest, the place
it
to
It is
go.
The biggest city in Ohio.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama? Come on.
Right.
What are we doing here?
Norman, Oklahoma.
But when you think about it, I mean, in the NFL, you have Green Bay – that kind of bucks the trend of like the large markets.
Yeah, but that's different.
But it's an established tradition, though.
You have to invite people to come to your. You have to recruit them.
Yes.
And how? Why? Like, okay, is Salt Lake City not an amazing city? I mean, people that come here, people that live here, go, this is a great place. I mean, it's better than Lincoln, Nebraska. and how do you get people? Lute Olson when he was at Arizona.
Yeah. How do you get him to go to Tucson? We got 2-a-days coming up. And
my sister's probably going to kill me now because she lives in Tucson and she loves Tucson.
Come on.
But Tucson is in the middle of the desert, down on the border, and it's just like.
If you say, where do you live? South of Phoenix. Oh, boy.
Yeah. But you could see Phoenix, right?
Right. The Phoenix is a large
city. So how do these coaches.
Don't know. I have no idea. I mean, really, it's a tradition thing, right? And the good thing, all these college towns, I'll tell you what they have is. These universities are, I mean, I know these aren't for-profit universities, but, man, go to a college campus, and it doesn't matter where the economy is. Go to a college campus, they're always building a brand-new building.
Yeah.
You know? And these places are huge, and they're beautiful, and there's something to be said. I mean, South Bend, Indiana is not special except for...
Notre Dame.
It's Notre Dame. And so you think about how beautiful that gold dome is on their campus. You think about... you could name a million cities across the country where college football, and that's what makes it special, right? Where you go, you don't have to be in Los Angeles. You don't have to be in New York.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the most amazing places
in fact, if you're in Los
is Washington.
Angeles, yes, Seattle is an amazing place to watch a football game.
But why not? I mean, I would say it's almost like in the top two in the country, right? It's beautiful.
You're going to go top two?
Yes.
And listen, I love Husky Stadium, but I don't know about top two.
On Lake Washington and Mount Rainier.
No, I know. You don't have to convince
me.
I sold hot dogs at that stadium.
It is special. But my point about it is, okay, as great as that is, they still don't win national championships all the time.
They've won two.
But then they should win every time. But it's the coach. And I just want to figure out what makes these great coaches.
Right.
And I don't know. Do they cheat? Do they pay? What is it? Are they just great recruiters?
All
are
those
they
things.
Just,
well,
they just
listen,
believe?
Alabama's
what
coach.
What is it, Alex?
Alabama's quarterback now makes $1 million a year or $1 million in endorsement deals. That's how you keep them in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
But think about it.
He probably took a pay cut.
Look,
from,
New York
from the
City.
Good old days.
New York City is like the place to have a professional franchise, right?
Yes.
The Mets, the Yankees,
yes.
the Jets, the Giants, all these. It's number one market. But, like, when you think about New Jersey and you go, man, Rutgers, hey.
Right.
Army, which is also right there.
You know
hey.
How many good football players come from New Jersey but don't go?
But
in,
don't.
They
don't,
just leave.
No, they go to Nebraska. They go
right,
to Ohio State.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, I've got an MVP for you. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
My MVP actually goes to Mac Jones.
Oh.
Not because I like the Patriots. Not because I particularly like Mac Jones. But Mac Jones – on Sunday. They were it was his very first NFL game, and they're taking on the Miami Dolphins, who are a big time Dolphins. Your Dolphins, Scott, are going to be good this year, and everybody's kind of anticipating
that Dolphins aren't going to be. They still have Tua as their quarterback. He's not very good.
Scott, the AFC East, the Dolphins are like probably one or two right there. All right. And they beat Mac Jones by a point last week. But Mac Jones, during all of this, it was revealed during the game that he started up a play, and he stared down Dolphins linebacker Landon Roberts before a play, and he winked at him.
Oh.
Now, you remember in Field of Dreams when he goes,
he winked at me.
Yeah, he goes, he winked at me. Don't wink, kid. Remember that? But that's like the vibe that I got from this guy, is that he probably was out of his mind nervous. Out of his mind. But he was like, I've got to figure this out. And mid-play call, he winks at former Patriots linebacker in Landon Roberts. And he said, yeah, it was just kind of fun in games. But, yeah, it was in the middle of the play. I looked right up at him, and I winked. And I just love the swagger of this kid, Mac Jones. Look, if you're going to ask me now, based off of – nothing except for this. We've asked each other a bunch. Who out of this group could be a Pro Bowl quarterback in the future? It might be Mac Jones in my book because of that swagger of winking during the middle of a play at your defender. So that's my MVP for tonight.
Okay, so
old Mac Jones.
I will change my tune and agree with you because anybody that winks, I mean, that's just, yeah. I love people that go, got him right where we have. You know,
yes.
You know who my MVP is going to be?
Who is it going to be?
My MVP is going to be Pierce Arrow.
Who's Pierce Arrow?
They created the Touring Landau, which is believed to be the first production RV. And we're at the RV show, and I love RVs. So my MVP tonight is the folks.
Is a guy named Pierce Arrow?
No, it's a company.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it was like Pierce Brosnan, Pierce Arrow.
No, I think it has something to do with like a car.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what's funny is we do everything way better in the United States, right, when it comes to things. Caravans in Great Britain are kind of made fun of, and they're about a quarter of the size of, like, yeah. We're staring at a 40-foot fifth wheel right here in front of us.
At least.
This is a toy hauler.
It has five slide-outs on it.
Tons of stuff on it. And I was just thinking, you know what? Great Britain wishes they could be as cool as we are. These aren't caravans. These are fifth wheels. These are RVs. All right, we're going to take the break here. We've got more to go on the program. We've got our second hour coming up here in just a few moments when we return. Boy, what do we have coming up on the show in the second hour?
A lot of sports stuff.
We got some more sports.
We're going to talk some sports stuff on the show.
We threw everything together at once. We're going to talk about the Pac-12.
Got the NFL roundup. Two-minute
drill. Oh, Sam Parker's going to join us too. So you don't want to miss any of that. We are live here at the Utah RV Dealers, and we are hanging out all night, all the way till 9 o'clock. So one more hour that we're here. Come down and say hi. Wave to Scott. High-five him. Tell him I'm glad that his Utes are going to be back on track this week. Really disappointed in what happened last week. And we'll be right back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
KSL's Unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, and the Utah RV Super Show. Yes, that's where we are right now. We appreciate you being a part of the program. Appreciate you listening.
Appreciate you.
If you see us at an event, and you come up, there are two or three reactions. People will come up and they want to harass either one of us for whatever reason.
Yeah.
They want to know. They want to see if we've lost weight. We have.
Yes.
And they also come up and then we have candy, and they want to take the candy.
Right.
It's not a fishing lure. We're not gonna.
Take it.
They'll take a piece and they'll look at you like, is this going to cost me? And I'm like, it's a box of
nerds. What do I have to sign up for?
It's a personal sized thing of sweet tarts. You can have it. Okay. In fact, if you ever see Scott and I at an event, take all the candy.
Yeah.
It's no skin off our back. It's skin off of the promotions department's back.
That's their job.
Come on, man.
They want to give you the candy.
Right, they're the ones paying for it. Somebody else had to pay for it. All right. Come down, hang out with us. We're at the RV Super Show. And we are going to be here tonight, and then the RV Super Show is going to be here at the Mountain Expo Center, the Mountain America Expo Center, all weekend long. So you can come down, hang out.
Let's start things off here, though. It's our 8:05 cut. We're going to jump right in here with some hot athletic director of the Pac-12 talk. Let's do it.
The cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right, so first things first, we're continually trying to figure out a way to make college football more interesting, more fun, more entertaining, I mean, really is what it comes down to. How can you get, you know, I was annoyed a few years ago when I was covering BYU. There was a linebacker, it was right before the Utah-BYU game, and he was being so flippant about the answers. He was so annoyed with the media. I said, it doesn't seem like you really like being here, you know, like,
right.
This is like I was doing some pregame interviews because I was doing the pregame show for BYU, and I said, hey, man, I'm not trying to get you. Like, let's have an interview. How come you're so, like, reserved or why are you so, like, mad right now? He's like, honestly, I can't trust you guys. This game is, he's like, I hate all this stuff, this media stuff. It's only about the players. This game is about 11 on 11. And I was like, well, plus the 65,000 people watching it, right? And the other people, and the other few million at
and
home
the alumni
watching it.
And the fans.
Right. And I was like, I said, you got a little bit of a stilted view on how this thing works, you know. Let's not be so self-centered here. It's all about entertainment. It's all about getting the eyeballs on this thing.
It's
on TV.
Only entertainment.
Right. And so
that's all it is. It's
so
nothing more than that.
So the Pac-12 athletic directors have been chatting about the expansion of the college football playoff. Now, they're not for or against it, I don't think. They're trying to figure it out. And Mark Harlan said, look, until there are solutions to the riddles, this is a quote, I'm not comfortable moving forward. So what would it take for Mark Harlan to feel like there are solutions? Or what are the things that are in the way, Scott, for these athletic directors to see that just if it's not about what
I don't
I'm
think
people,
I don't think this is because they don't understand the expansion of the playoffs.
Right, more teams is better. Everyone knows that. But
I think everyone's landed on 12 teams makes a whole lot
right.
of sense. I don't think this is about that.
So what's the part where
I think
confusing?
It's about what is going to happen. I think they're stalling to say, what's the landscape of college football look
what
like?
What do the conferences look like?
What do the conferences look like? Is it going to be how it is? Are we done with shuffling the cards and musical chairs here? Is somebody going to make another power play here? Can we really trust all the people? They've had people looking at this for years. Like that, their task was to figure out what is the most effective way to improve the playoffs, improve college football, and kind of help involve more people. And they so it's not like this is new. It's not like someone just haphazardly goes, hey, you know what, 12.
We have people.
We just think we should just go with 12.
Have people looking into it.
Yeah, and the concerns are over what does it do with the bowl games and how does it impact the student athletes and the fact that they might have to play 17 games during a year. Which okay, I don't see how any of that has any impact. And we've talked ad nauseum about bowl games and they'd be so much better, and about these players are totally fine playing 17 games during a season. I don't think any of this is about really what they're talking about. I think it's about let's see what's actually happening with college football. And something dawned on me today, and it just hit me right here. Because this is about improving college football, right?
Yes.
Okay? So you want to know how you improve college football? I'll tell you what you do. So you don't want to know, or do you want to
know? No, I do. I was explaining to this young lady what happens with the thing there. So
here's how you do it, okay? You get somebody at USC that is dynamite, that actually makes USC a national contender. If you want to change the landscape of college football, that's how you do it. Because there are very few programs in the country that can compete against Alabama.
Right.
And USC, if they've done it right, can shift the power of college football. So imagine you've got a team on the West Coast and you've got a team on no, we're actually on the radio right now, live on the radio, but we'll talk to you later.
I appreciate she's like yelling at you. She's like yelling at you. No, it's good.
So she thought I was talking to her.
I know.
So think about this. Alabama has basically it's
no rival.
Nothing.
No rival.
And if you got someone on the West Coast, then it brings everybody into the equation. Everybody, And I, look, I'm a Utah guy. I want Utah to be successful and all that stuff. But the best thing for college football is if – forget about expanding the playoffs. And I want to do that. I think you can do that. But if you had a USC that was a real legitimate power, that changes everything, I think.
I think somebody was bringing that up. It was like, look, Alabama would have a true rival with USC. And I thought, well, Ohio State's been trying to do that, and it's kind of been successful. Clemson's kind of been there. But what are we talking about? Are you talking about another, like, what do you need to have happen? I mean, like I said, there are other – why does it have to be a Western team? Why does it have to be, like,
well, it has to be a Western team because the Western part of the United States is forgotten in college football right now. They don't matter. It doesn't care. No one cares. And if you have a USC team, now all of a sudden all the national media has to go, okay, we have to stay up and watch the Pac-12 after dark, or we have to change the time of when the Pac-12 plays. And you're going to get – and so it's going to bring attention to everybody in the West. There's no other program, I don't think, in the country that can do this or change this.
So hiring Kalani Sitake at USC is not going to be the way, not going to be the solution.
It's not the draw.
What's the solution then? Because Urban Meyer, you know what
the solution is?
It's not James Franklin.
No, it's Urban Meyer.
You think so?
Urban Meyer is not kind of. Urban Meyer looks like me.
He had one game.
He looks like me on the sidelines.
He had one game.
Looks like he's got a kidney stone. That's how excited Urban Meyer looks on the sideline for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Can I just bring up?
He's so out of his element.
We're going to go to a break. We're going to go to a break here in a second. Maybe one of my favorite things that has ever happened on our show happened when Scott was talking about USC, and this lady came up and just started yelling back at him. Yeah, USC's garbage. They just fired. You know they just fired their coach, Clay Belton? And you're like, okay, we're on the radio, right? And she was, like, so mad that you were making some point about USC. Okay, lady, we're actually on the radio right now. I love that you talked to her. No, I ignore. Just do what I do, Scott. Just don't even look at. Don't even look when they're yelling at you.
I wasn't looking at her at all. At any point.
Excuse me, we're on the radio right now, ma'am. I just thought it was so funny. This guy was making a point, and he was like, this lady was interrupting his point. We can't even hear her. The funny thing was that she turned tail and got the heck out of here. She was so mortified by the fact that we would have been on the air. She was just wanting to have a random conversation with just two guys with headsets on that says KSL News Radio at our booth. Wonder what they're doing. Couldn't be on the radio.
No.
Jeez. All right. We'll take the break here. Hey, guess where we are, though? We're on the road. It's the Utah RV Super Show. Unplug from distractions. Plug into your family at the Utah RV Super Show. And not just that, plug into that family with a brand new RV. You can come down. Anything, too. Every size, every budget, everything that you could want. I mean, they got $500,000 rigs here. They've got the stuff that you could walk off this lot and you wouldn't even be talking to the bank, man. They have ways to finance all this stuff very easily. All the dealerships are right here represented under that one giant roof at the Mountain America Expo Center. And, Scott, they got a great deal on tickets, on being able to get the whole family here as well this weekend.
They do. You can bring a can of food for the Utah Food Bank for $1 off adult admission. Up to half off, so you can bring the price.
Bring five cans, you get $5.
$5 off.
Nice.
Yeah. And you're supporting a great cause. Go visit the UtahRVSupershow.com for discounts on discount coupons and, of course, show information. Everybody's here. All the great dealers are here. You want to come check it out. See the new models, the 2022s, and get an amazing deal on the 2021.
I don't know what year we're in, but you know what? That one sounds pretty amazing. All right, we'll be right here.
My eyesight was
we're here all night. We're here all night. So come down to the Utah RV Super Show. They're here all weekend at the Mountain America Expo Center.
I've dropped 98 pounds in 20.
Hey, folks, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled, Scott Mitchell, Alex Geary. Mountain America Expo Center is where we are tonight, and we're at the Utah RV Super Show. Come on by. Great deals, great cause, all that stuff. We love the RV show. We also have joining us from KSL TV, Sam Farnsworth.
Hey.
Welcome, Sam,
What's
to the
up,
program.
Guys?
Yes. What's up,
guys? I know you guys are cruising around in an RV because you're on tour these days.
Yeah.
Well, different stop every night.
Well, thankfully that stopped last week, but we're somewhere at least once a week.
That's
but
awesome.
Tonight,
I think we're going bull riding in a couple of weeks.
Are we?
Like
bull riding.
Extreme.
I thought you said boat riding. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Bull.
No, yeah, we'll be down there in Nephi again. So, Sam, We're out on the road. You're back at the studio. Mm-hmm. Got an NFL game up on the screen. Got an NFC East battle between the Giants.
Does it feel like
not the Redskins. Sorry, the Washington football team. Yeah, sorry. But I was wondering about this because last year that entire conference was bad.
Garbage.
Yeah, it was garbage. Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
And now it's kind of interesting because the Cowboys seems like Dak, if he's back, is pretty good. And it seems like that the Eagles, you know, Jalen Hurts, they want to get, and Washington is not nearly as bad as they used to be, and so now suddenly, in just a year's time, all those teams seem to be pretty darn good. Well, except for the Giants, I guess. But the NFC East, I mean, I think that's specific to the NFL where the turnaround can happen so quickly. Your team can get really, really good, and for a Broncos fan and the team that's been so bad for so long, that's good hope for you.
In the words of Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend. NFC East, it's only been 1 week. I still do not believe they are much better than they were last year. Going into this week, only one of those teams have a win, and that is Philadelphia. Obviously, another team's getting a win tonight between Washington
or
and New York.
We decided maybe
unless they can tie, right? Yeah. Right? It's a one-point game.
That's the thing in the NFL these days.
The more embarrassing deal is to be 0-1-1.
Exactly.
That would be awful.
Exactly. But I don't know. I mean, sure, I think the Cowboys should be a better team because, you know, you got a healthy Dak Prescott, and he is a talented quarterback. But, I mean, I don't know. They still have a lot of young players out there. Daniel Jones is young. Philly, you know, Hurts is young. Washington, I mean, no one even knows who Heinicke is still, right? As far as the quarterbacks go in the NFC East. So I'm pumping the brakes on the NFC East, guys. I don't know that I'm going to crown them as a division that's turned around yet.
Well, who do you like then? I mean, if you're not pumping the East.
What is the strongest division
like
in all of football?
If you were going to pick it, who do you think is, I don't know, who's your Super Bowl team? Yeah,
I made Super Bowl picks this year with Kyle Ireland from our digital team at KSLSports.com. And my picks were the Kansas City Chiefs coming out of the AFC.
Boy, really good, really digging
pretty,
deep there.
That's pretty
huh?
original.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, stop it. You hurt
But
my
why
heart.
Would you pick the Chiefs?
It's a stereotypical pick for a reason, though.
I know. And it's easy to make picks off based off of teams that have been successful recently, and I think that's kind of where I was going. I went Chiefs mm-hmm. and Packers. If you want to go a division, though, I do like the NFC South still, but the NFC West is where I'm going to keep my – as far as – I don't know, the Niners out of the NFC West. I think Seattle with Russell Wilson is still going to be good.
Not doing the Rams out of the NFC West. Everybody else is.
Those three teams to get – those three and Kyler Murray with Arizona still, I mean – I think the NFC West is a very interesting division to watch this year.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's the NFC. That's the NFC. I'm always watching the Broncos and the AFC. By the way, the AFC West, four teams, 1-0.
Oh, nice. Hey, so, Jack Del Rio is still coaching in the league.
Wow.
Defensive coordinator for the Washington football team? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, so here's what I wanted to ask you, Sam, because now we're going to change gears over to college football.
All right.
And BYU's welcoming Arizona State. Haven't done it in a while. I watched the video that you guys put up of Kalani's catch and then getting tripped up by the linebacker. That's a big dude rumbling down the field. He was a big fullback, dude. Yeah. I mean, like, it was not – he was – I'm sad he didn't make it in the end zone. I would have loved to see him still rumbling and stumbling there. But one thing that I wanted to ask you was, with Arizona State coming to town and Utah going out of San Diego State, there are a lot of questions still to be answered by both of these teams. Because you're only 2 weeks in, there's a lot that's changed. There's quite a bit that could change still.
Yeah, for sure, tons can change. I don't like the term make or break, but come up with another term for me that's similar, so that I don't have to use it.
You talking about for Utah?
For BYU in a sense. Okay. As far as
do or die.
Because they're not dead if they lose. So I guess this is kind of the launching pad. Here we go. It's a launching pad game for BYU because if they can beat Arizona State, you start the season 3-0 against three Pac-12 teams, the latter two ranked at the time. That is quite a good launch to the start of a season for BYU. Probably gets them into the top 20 of the national rankings. Say what you want about rankings this early in the season. It's just to talk, right? basically. But it's a good launching point for BYU if they can win this game. So it's a very important game for BYU, especially on their home field, to get that kind of a start to the season. Make or break would be more of the term I would use, yeah, for Utah. Although San Diego State is still not a Pac-12 team. And I had people coming down on me on Twitter for saying this after their loss to BYU. I said, Coach Witt is 100% right. This still does not get in the way of them accomplishing anything they want to accomplish. One loss in the second week of the season, if Utah rattles off the rest of the wins to the schedule, winning the Pac-12 South, winning a Pac-12 championship, why shouldn't they be in the conversation to be in a playoff spot, right? As an 11-1, 12-1, whatever the total adds up to at that point in the season. I don't see why they shouldn't be in that conversation at that point. Now, that's way far ahead. I get it. But Coach Whittingham is 100% right. They have not lost track of any goals that they have set before them, other than one of the goals was probably to beat the rival, right? Yeah, but other than that, they still have a clear path to achieving what they want to achieve.
So we talk a lot about Utah, BYU, obviously, as they go into the weekend. But yeah. Blake Anderson, I think a lot of people are surprised that they're. I mean, not necessarily surprised. No, they're surprised they're 2-0. I mean, North Dakota State, everybody's kind of looking at it going, that's your FCS opponent for the year. But what has changed so dramatically with Utah State in these last, I don't know, 9 months since we were last looking at the program going, what's going on here? They go through the drama of not hiring an assistant and the allegations of racially and religiously divided team, blah, 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 all that stuff. And then Blake Anderson comes in and does exactly what they hired him to do. He's changed the culture already.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say. There has already been a culture change in Logan within that football program. When I was at the Mountain West Media Days this summer in Las Vegas, I asked multiple coaches in the Mountain West Conference, you know, what do you know about Blake Anderson, a new coach here? And probably, 90% of the guys I talked to were like, I love Blake Anderson. I've known him, and they told me how they knew him over the years, whether they coached together somewhere, whether they worked at a camp somewhere together, and they just raved about how great of a coach Blake Anderson was, and they all said it was a slam dunk hire by Utah State. So all the Utah State Aggies out there that were concerned about, why they didn't get the assistant coach, Frank Miley, or why they didn't go another route, it sounds like this guy is going to be the right guy in the future. And yes, it will take time. And maybe it's happening a little faster than we anticipated here with these first two wins. A big win on the road. Say what you want about Washington State. Utah State went on the road and won on the final play of the game. That was outstanding. North Dakota's an FCS team. Okay, great. They were down 21-7 and then flipped the switch and outscored them, 40-3 the rest of the way.
Right.
This is a team that, and this is a great launching point for them as well, going to Colorado Springs this weekend to face a 2-0 Air Force team coming off a great win against Maryland. So I'm excited about Utah State and what Blake Anderson has going there, and it sure seems like they have a very bright future in the program under him.
He is Sam Farnsworth. Sam, what's going on television tonight, buddy? What do you guys have? I'm looking to see some images on the TV that you've put together.
Yeah, we've got, we'll have the NFL highlights from Washington, New York. We've got high school football, Roy and Kearns going head-to-head. BYU and Utah, the rivalry continues on the women's volleyball court. 10th-ranked Utah, 15th-ranked BYU. It's a pretty big volleyball match. We'll have those highlights.
All right. Tune in tonight, KSL 5 Television. Sam, thanks for hanging out tonight, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we're taking the break here. Before we get out, though, we're here at the Utah RV Super Show, and it is a super show. Tim Hansen, RV Dealer Association Executive Director, joining us here at the show. We've had a ton of people walk by, and we've had a ton of people say, hey, love listening to the show, but they're all here. They're here to see Scott Second. They're here to see the selection of RVs, fifth wheels, all the bumper pulls that people can handle. Everybody's under one roof here. It's a great time to get a great deal.
It is. It's one of those times of the year that everybody, all the dealers are wanting to make some great deals on these things. And so whether you're just looking for a tent trailer getting started in or you're looking for that motorhome, there's something for every price range.
You can go visit UtahRVSupershow.com for discount coupons and show information. But you also have a special deal with the Utah Food Bank to help with.
We do. So it's $1 off per can that you bring to the local food bank here. Up to half off your admission. So if you've got three people come and bring 15 cans, get half off for everybody.
Hey, look at that. I love that.
See, that's good math. It's better than I could do. I
don't know. We've stopped at just the two people discount. Yeah. That's kind of where we ended.
They say don't do math on the air. Yeah.
Please,
right?
I was told there would be no
I don't
math.
Do it off the air either. Yeah. I just try to avoid it and just get the calculator
down.
Out.
They've put together an amazing show, and now that look, people are walking through, and they're going through these rigs, and it's an amazing time. So come visit these guys at the Mountain America Expo Center all weekend long, or go to UtahRVSupershow.com for more information as well. Thanks for hanging out with us, Tim.
Hey, thanks, guys.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and the other guy. It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
Wrap it up. Hey, what's up, Scott Mitchell?
Oh, you know, just hanging out at the RV show here.
Yeah, we are hanging out.
Mountain America Expo.
Scott almost got himself a 45-foot diesel pusher tonight. What do I have to do?
Why not?
What do I have to do to get you in that thing, Scott?
I just want to know what the payments are.
just tell me the monthly payment.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get you set up for 40 years, okay?
So I'm 53, and I'm, you know, let's say I got 30 good years. Can we do it over 30 years? It's probably going to be upside.
Let's call it 35.
Oh, yeah. I'll go 35 years.
Oh, my goodness. What's funny is I will get in these RVs and I will seriously go, you know what? And then I'll be like, I'll call my wife and be like, what do you – you should come down and see this thing. She's like, I'm not coming down. I know how this is going to go.
Look, RVs and puppies, kind of the same thing. If you go and see a puppy, you're going to buy it.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you.
But
you
see, come, the RV,
you,
come,
you go in the RV and you just
look.
You,
get an RV and a puppy. Get an RV and a puppy. You take that thing on the road.
They should sell if they sell dogs here with the RVs. Oh, they would just be going.
They'd be cleaning
down.
Up. Well, they are cleaning up the because thing, everybody wants to get an RV right now.
Here's the thing that happens.
What
is there's the one that you should get, and then you get the one that you shouldn't get.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
always end up getting more.
Oh, for sure.
You just get sold into. They just suck you
I
in.
I want that solid countertop.
They put that smell.
Oh, yeah.
Right, that solid countertop.
Give me the solid countertops.
Yes.
Come on, man. All right, it's the NFL Roundup. Scott, Bill Belichick this week praised Zach Wilson for that game last week against the Carolina Panthers. He certainly had a way better second half.
No, he didn't praise him. Are you kidding me? Come on.
That's what they said.
I know they said this. I understand Bill, this. Okay, I understand
me,
that he said that he said
it.
This.
Let me interpret it. Bill Belichick mumbled
he
something.
He is setting up Zach Wilson.
Oh, he's playing him as a patsy.
He's like,
huh?
Yes, he's like,
come on.
Oh, this Zach Wilson.
He can't be nice about this young kid. He's got his own rookie quarterback.
He is being nice, but in a backhanded kind of way. He's setting him up because he's got something. Oh, I guarantee you.
Zach Wilson goes home on a Thursday, sees in his Twitter feed.
This is Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick is here. Dude, Bill Belichick said my name was in Bill Belichick's mouth. Yeah. It probably wasn't even his name. He goes, number two pick, where is that, BYU?
No, Bill Belichick made Peyton Manning look terrible for years. And Peyton Manning is no slouch. Right? He's no slouch. You don't think he's sitting here going,
up, huh?
Oh, yeah, Zach Wilson is just going to – he's going to steamroll us.
Did you see that Tom Brady was asked about playing till what age? At this point, I think that speaking of guys who played for the New England Patriots and are trolling people, I don't know why people ask him. They go, so what age do you think you could play to? And he's like, oh, yeah, 50. 50 is definitely a possibility. Because somebody asked me, they said, are you going to play till 50? He goes, it's a yes for me. I'm going to play till I'm 50. Wait, how old is he right now? Did we determine what it is?
He's only 43.
No.
Yeah.
How old is Tom Brady, Siri?
He's 43, 44.
I bet he's. Oh, yeah, 44.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, why is he not that much older than me? In my mind, he's.
He has two seasons to get to 45. I know that. And the number used to be 45.
So two more
That's
seasons to get
seven
to 45.
Years.
There's no way. Wait, or no is way. There? If he just gets to an offense where he can just hand the ball off and dump
Look,
off.
He's got the TB12 method.
What is it? Eats, which is that? Which is what?
He doesn't really eat the Subway sandwiches.
No, he even says that in the commercials.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So he's like, I'm doing my thing.
Right.
I felt like I could play till I was 50.
How'd that go?
Not very good. I didn't make it to 40.
Oh, I was going
to
say, I was like. Yeah.
But I also was in a time when you got beat up just in practice.
Yeah.
So
the
way the games changed, the most amazing thing to me about Tom Brady is I don't know that I've ever seen him scramble, like ever. Like I don't think I've ever seen him move 10 yards outside
of
the pocket.
So what is the magic to his sauce then?
He just knows how he knows how to get rid of the ball at the right time. He just he's a guy that's never ever said I'm going to be a hero, trying to hang in here, trying to run for something, and it's kept him really, really healthy.
So, Urban Meyer, Scott, reportedly is struggling to connect with veterans on his team. The guy who's obviously, he's the older dude. He's the guy who's had all the success at the collegiate level, and then he suddenly rolls up. And he's like, no, I will be amazing in the NFL too. We've seen this movie before where it doesn't end well for him. So when you say he struggles to connect with veterans, then what is a guy coming in? Because I feel like he's pretty open I think he's pretty open to adjusting to how you can be a good coach at the NFL level. Like, the guy's smart. He's really smart. But how is it that you do connect with veterans? What does a young coach have to do to, quote unquote, connect with veterans?
Well, when you're in college, you really control the narrative with the player. You're bringing these players in. You can recruit as many players as you want. In the pros, you've got to manage a salary cap. You've got to cut guys. You've got to create, a chemistry with the team. Urban Meyer is a very demanding coach. He's always been a guy that he makes people extremely uncomfortable. Like, he pushes these guys to where, and a lot of guys don't like him, even if they're not veterans. But
right.
he's trying to set a tone. He's trying to set an attitude that he absolutely is in charge of everything, and no one's comfortable, ever. And with a veteran guy, they're like, Coach.
Come on, man.
I've been doing this for a long, long time.
Right.
And you remember Tom Coughlin was like this. Tom Coughlin was kind of...
He was pre-Belichick. He was, yeah. There was the Tom Coughlin way.
He was, and Bill Parcells was this way.
Right.
But he wasn't this way with Lawrence Taylor.
But Don Shula was like that, too. You told me that he didn't treat... They were like, there's some guys, he treated certain ways.
Yeah.
And it was like you just kind of walked away from that situation, but then you went after some of the guys who needed to be gotten
All
after.
The great coaches say, look, you don't treat everyone the same way. Urban Meyer figured this out. Or not, or you'll end up at USC.
I love the idea of... veterans being like, did you hear that Urban Meyer wanted me to show up at 6:30 for that meeting? Get out of here. You got to be kidding me. All right, let's take the break here. It's our final break of the night here. And we're excited to, we're still here. This is our final break here at the Utah RV Super Show. So, Scott, if I may, let's go off a little bit about how amazing it's been so far.
Let's do it.
You can come down and see the 2022 models and get the special closeout deals also on the 2021 models that are still here as well.
Amazing deals. Amazing deals here.
They're trying to get rid of a lot of units. So you might as well come down and get a deal on some of these. You can go to UtahRVSupershow.com. You can also come down and get tickets to the show. If you're 12 and under, you're free. If you come with a can of food to donate to the Utah Food Bank, you get $1 off your ticket all the way up to half off. So come down do the case lot sale thing, and then just bring them all down here and donate them. You're going to get a massive discount on tickets.
And they're here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So starts at 2, ends at 9, and then it starts at 10 on the weekend. And ends at 9 as well.
Yeah, 4 p.m. on Sunday. It's a shorter day on Sunday, but you can be here all weekend long. Kids 12 and under are free. Adult admission is $10, but do what we do. Get the half off with the Utah Food Bank donations. Go to UtahRVSupershow.com for more.
Hey, guys, out.
Back at KSL's Unrivaled, Scott Mitchell, Alex Carey here at the Utah RV Super Show, Mountain America Expo in Sandy.
How come you didn't get on the hot pickleball talk, if you said? Come on,
well,
man.
Yeah, I'm interested. I've never played pickleball. I'd love to play pickleball.
It's
I know
for
it's,
guys like
it's
you
all the rage. No, I'd love it. I want to do it.
It's fun.
I want to do it. I think we should start our own KSL Sports League.
Oh, listen, KSL's unrivaled. We'd crush, man. Our team would actually dominate.
All right.
Because you have a little bit of athleticism, and then I'll carry the team with what you can't provide.
Right. And we're losing weight. So
we'll be able
to move around on
Scott, the. I'm not gonna,
do you dive in pickleball?
No, I mean, people do, but.
Yeah. Just not
it
you.
It means you're not playing well. I think if you're diving, it's not you're not doing well. Take all the candy you want. We're about to be out of here. You might as well. I mean, yeah. Yeah, heck yeah. All right, so we're here at the Utah RV Super Show, Scott said. And that music in the background, Scott, means something to you. What does it exactly mean?
Well, please late in the football game, you got to go down the field, kick a field goal, score a touchdown. Don't have a lot of time, so you hurry. Our show's the same way. Still got a lot to talk about, but not a lot of time, so we talk a little bit about a lot of things. Hurry up and finish the show. Go home happy, because everybody goes home happy today with a trophy, two COVID shots, and I'm going to say...
we'll get a pretzel at the concession stand over here.
Nah, no pretzels for us.
Oh, yeah, no, not you
and
I.
We'll just say cucumber-flavored water.
Boy.
How about that?
Listen, I can
It's good for the complexion.
I can put up with a lot. I don't know about the cucumber-flavored water.
Can't handle cucumber-flavored water?
Man, you know when you go into one of those spas and they're
it's a thing.
This cucumber water, I put a little bit of lemon in it. Oh, wow, you really stepped it up. Scott, first up here. Well, I want to get your vibe before we get in too much over our head in some of these stranger stories. Will you please tell me what happens this weekend with Utah and San Diego State? I know that I don't want to believe that San Diego State's – here's the thing, too. Utah losing is a massive letdown for BYU, to be honest. If San Diego State puts it on
Utah – Is this all about BYU?
BYU fans should not be excited if Utah loses. Because it makes you look bad.
Oh.
You want Utah to look good, man.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I think the BYU fans should not want that.
Okay.
I think there should be, you know, no love loss. That's the way I feel.
What's the point spread with
I have no idea on the point spread. I just know Utah's going to play better. Okay, they're going to play a lot better. This is really a young football team. And the more I've thought about this, the more I've thought through this, I just think that the Utes actually – are a work in progress, and I think the crowd got to them. You got a lot of guys that are inexperienced on this team.
Yes,
and so they got to learn how to kind of figure it out. And it's a new challenge this week, and you see good things and you see bad things, and it may take some more time than just this game for Utah to actually gel.
Hey, dude, look at this. Utah's a 9-point favorite now.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they'll bounce back. I believe Utah wins.
First up on the deal here, Scott, on the two-minute drill. I saw this story. An umpire tossed out all the Orioles' ground crew from the field. So they were ducked behind the tarp. They were anticipating possible rain, and then they just hung out there. They essentially turned the seats behind the tarp into their kind of front row seats for the game.
Mm-hmm.
The umpire didn't like it. They were just hanging out over there. And the umpire walked out there, and he goes, "Gone, you're gone. You're gone." You know when you see a guy, you know when they point at the managers and they're like, "Gone."
Right.
So he did that, and people were like this. Who's he pointing at? And then, like, the guy who's, like, leading the ground crew was like, "Me?" He's like, "Yeah, you're out, and so's your whole crew." And then he's all, "Gone, get out, go." And so he kicked him out. The whole ground crew, like, ran off the field into the dugout, and they were like, "I guess we got kicked out of the game." It's a hilarious video to watch. It looks like it's a skit, because I'm like, what is going on here? But it's not. The umpire was like, they had no business being on the field. There was no stoppage. They didn't need to be right there. And they were standing right behind the tarp, and there are fans behind them. They're basically in the field of play. Get out of here. And I thought, well, this guy needs to get a sense of humor. This guy needs to do something else.
Yeah, but, you know, the umpire is in charge of the game. And he's got to manage the safety and the well-being of all people involved at the facility. I just wonder, maybe they wanted to go watch the game.
Yeah, well.
I mean, look.
Let the guys do it, man. Do it for
Do you know how amazing, like, baseball fields are? Like, they're so perfect and pristine.
Camden Yards is one of those places, too, in Baltimore. Did you ever go? Did you go see a game in Camden Yards?
And so I say give those guys a front row seat, because I love a perfectly – set up field.
Yeah.
I don't care what.
You know what
I don't care
is.
What sport it is. I just love that.
You know what the rule is?
Playing condition.
If you're on the ground crew and you're running that tarp across the field and you fall under the tarp, they don't stop. They're like,
That's the rule?
Yeah.
You mean for like a rain?
Yeah, if the rain's coming out.
You got to protect the field.
No, but they don't stop. Like if a guy goes under and they go,
"So what is he?
We lost
is he drowned?"
He drowns at the tarp. No, they go, "We lost Randy today. We lost
you know
a good
they man. They do that when they they're pouring
die,
cement. You know, like when they're building dams and football stadiums. If someone falls in,
they just don't stop. That sounds like something they would do. At
New York City skyscrapers.
What?
Oh yeah, lots of people buried.
Building codes.
Don't
no
fall
code
in the cement. I just tell you right there.
Let me see here. Oh, I was watching this one. They're going to actually transform the LA Coliseum into a short course NASCAR track. Scott, that speaks to both you and I. The Coliseum making
is massive, by the way.
It's massive, and yeah. Making it into a short course track for NASCAR. I don't know if they'd be driving into the stadium, or if they'd make it just itself its own short course, but that'd be a fun race to watch. Am I wrong?
It will probably involve the stands in some fashion or form. The field goes way beyond. I mean, the Coliseum goes way beyond the field. That one end zone there, it's a mass. It's a cavernous place.
Yes.
I mean, there's plenty of space there. When I played for the Detroit Lions, they actually did a motocross like this, and they went up into the stands. They actually took bleachers out,
right?
And they brought dirt in and did a hairpin turn up into the stands, and you
right.
came back down for the track on an indoor. So I'm sure there's some really amazing things that they can actually do in the Coliseum.
Right. Well, I was interested because
it'd be cool if they did a jump off the, you know. But I know this is NASCAR.
It's NASCAR, but it is an actual race. I mean, that'd be pretty fun to be able to have that actual race.
Could you imagine the noise?
Yeah, because that's the part where it's going to ricochet off.
Oh my goodness, that would just be insane. The noise.
So one of the things I wanted to bring up too is that Aaron Rodgers, he claims that everybody's overreacting to his bad game versus Saints. What does a bounce-back game look like for Aaron Rodgers this weekend, Scott?
Well, one where he stays in the game the whole time. He doesn't get pulled. That's a good start.
That was to give Jordan Love his first action in a real NFL game.
Yeah, whatever. That's just
Come on,
bad
man.
Optics.
Come on.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is into it. I really don't. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a hard year. He is going to struggle. I really think he's going to try to put it to the team. I really do. I know.
Let's go back to Urban Meyer for just a second here, because they're playing Denver this week, and he did not do the normal conference call. He didn't allow, like, that regular time where they get everybody on there at the same time. He was like, I'll get with you later. I don't want to do it with everybody else. And they're hassling him because he's, like, not following what the normal
I think that's illegal.
It's not the NFL said he technically isn't breaking any rules as long as he fulfills that deal.
You have to make yourself available.
You do,
for the
but he didn't do it at the traditional time, and so he's going to be harassed in Denver.
Bad move. Don't get the media against you.
Well, here's the other thing.
I don't care who you are, Urban Meyer. They do not care. They do not
care. Bill Belichick does the normal conference call.
He
doesn't give you great answers, but he's doing them at the time that he's supposed to.
It's like, this is what I got to do, and I go do it.
Yeah, so I don't know why people – I don't know why Urban Meyer's trying to big-time people here. So, Scott, did you have fun tonight?
I love it here. I look forward to this. I had a ball. Can't wait for a show tomorrow.
How long is the walk from one end of the Expo Center to the other? Looks about a half a mile.
Yeah.
It looks
I don't
about,
know if it's
it
a half a mile.
It looks about as much as you could throw a football.
I'd call it a quarter of a mile.
I could throw this football all the way across the Mountain America
all the way
Expo
to Paris RVs.
All right. For Scott Mitchell, I'm Alex Keery. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back again tomorrow night. Many thanks to the Utah RV Super Show for having us tonight. The New York Giants leading the Washington football team 23-17 in the fourth quarter with 9:31 left. So with that score update, we will leave you. Go to UtahRVSuperShow.com for details. For Scott, I'm Alex. Thanks to Lee for hooking us up here. And also Alex Brown hitting all the buttons. And Jeremy for doing the producing. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody. See you then.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.